From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama wants tech leaders in Silicon Valley to team up with federal authorities to stop growing cyber attacks. At a summit between White House officials and business leaders in California today, Obama said, just like we are all more connected than ever before, we have to work together like never before.
It's one of the great paradoxes of our time, that the very technologies that empower us to do great good can also be used to undermine us and inflict great harm.
Obama also promised to make it easier for hacked companies to share information about the breaches and better protect customers. The president signed an executive order today encouraging members of the private sector to share information about online threats with each other and the federal government. Meanwhile, one of the government's most wanted international cybercrime suspects is on his way to face justice in the United States. Terry Schultz reports alleged mega hacker Vladimir Drinkman lost his bid in the Netherlands to avoid extradition and was put on a plane to the U.S. this morning.
Russian national Vladimir Drinkman is accused of being part of one of the largest criminal hacking rings ever uncovered. He's one of four Russians and a Ukrainian charged in a scheme believed to have cost companies hundreds of millions of dollars over 7 years and to have stolen at least 130 million credit card numbers. The investigation into Drinkman and his alleged associates has taken years. U.S. prosecutors tracked him and another suspected Russian hacker, Dmitry Smiljanets, to a hotel in Amsterdam in summer 2012, and with Dutch cooperation, they arrested them. Smiljanets has already been extradited and is awaiting trial in New Jersey. Drinkman fought the extradition for more than 2 years, but a Dutch judge approved it last month. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf has announced a moratorium on the death penalty. As Mary Wilson of member station WITF reports, several studies have found flaws with Pennsylvania's capital sentencing system.
Governor Tom Wolf says the capital punishment process is drawn out and costly, with what he calls an unending cycle of death warrants and appeals. Kathleen Lucas, an anti-death penalty advocate, says the moratorium is a proper response to a penalty that doesn't achieve what it intends.
It's not a deterrent, so it doesn't achieve its penological intent, and it's ridiculously expensive.
But district attorneys like Ed Marsico say prosecutors could sue to challenge Wolf's moratorium.
It's a real slap in the face to the victims' families.
Wolf says in nearly 40 years, Pennsylvania governors have signed more than 400 death warrants, but have executed just three people, all of whom voluntarily gave up their appeals. For NPR News, I'm Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.
Wall Street higher today by the closing bell, the Dow gaining 46 points to close at 18,019. The Nasdaq gained 36 points to close at 4,893. The S&P 500 was up 8 points, ending the day at 2,096. This is NPR. The government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, says at least 47 soldiers are dead after a week of fighting between government forces and ethnic minority rebels. The fighting is near the Chinese border. From neighboring Thailand, Michael Sullivan has more.
The government has been working hard to get a ceasefire deal in place with Myanmar's ethnic minority militias before a general election later this year. The latest round of fighting isn't going to help. Myanmar's military says more than 70 soldiers were wounded in the fighting in the north of the country. The rebel casualties aren't known, but a state-run newspaper said the military had carried out several airstrikes against rebel positions during the week. The conflict between the government and the Myanmar National Democratic Alliance Army has already caused some civilians to flee across the border into China. Beijing has urged calm, not wanting a repeat of the 2009 fighting that caused tens of thousands of refugees to cross into China. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
The United Nations is calling on Nigeria's military to widen the fight against the extremist group Boko Haram. Mohammed Ibn Chambas, the UN Special Representative for West Africa, says he hopes the country will unite in fighting the Islamist militant group after the presidential and legislative elections now delayed until late March. His comments came as Boko Haram staged its first attack in Chad, and a multinational force, including Chad, Niger, Cameroon, and Benin, is expected to formally launch in the coming weeks with around 8,700 troops. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.